Welcome to Briggs Stadium in Detroit, for the game between the Chicago White Sox and the Detroit Tigers. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Manny Minoso. Batting second. The second baseman, Nelly Fox. Batting third. The center fielder, Jim Rivera. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Ron Northey. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Bob Kennedy. Batting sixth. The catcher, Les Moss. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Bobby Adams. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Chico Carrasquel. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Bob Keegan. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Bob Keegan. For the Detroit Tigers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Harvey Keene. Batting second. The center fielder, Bill Tuttle. Batting third. The right fielder, Al Kaline. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Earl Torgerson. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Ray Boone. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Jim Del Singh. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Fred Hatfield. Batting eighth. The catcher, Red Wilson. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Frank Larry. Pitching for the Detroit Tigers, Frank Larry. And now, play ball. Manny Minoso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minoso takes first base on ball four. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox hits a pop-up, foul, towards the right side of the infield. Hatfield settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Rivera is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rivera bunts towards first. Torgerson picks it up and throws it away. That's a base hit and an error on Torgerson. Minoso goes all the way around to score. Rivera moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 1-0, White Sox. Ron Northey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The ball gets by Wilson for a passed ball. Rivera moves to third. Ron Northey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Northey hits a fly ball into center field. Tuttle settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bob Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy hits a ball on the ground towards third. Boone fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Harvey Keene is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keene hits a ball on the ground towards third. Adams fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Bill Tuttle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tuttle hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Moss settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline takes first base on ball four. Earl Torgerson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Torgerson hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Keegan fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Tigers nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Les Moss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moss hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Larry fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Bobby Adams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adams hits a ball on the ground towards third. Boone fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Chico Carrasquel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carrasquel hits a fly ball into center field. Tuttle settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the White Sox won, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Ray Boone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boone hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fox fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Jim Delsing is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Delsing hits a ball on the ground towards third. Adams fields it and throws to first for the out. Boone moves to second. One out. Fred Hatfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hatfield hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fox scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Boone moves to third. Two outs. Red Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson hits a fly ball into center field. Rivera settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Tigers nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Bob Keegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keegan hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hatfield scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Manny Minoso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minoso is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Minoso takes first base on ball 4. Nellie Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Minoso. The throw from Wilson and he throws it away. That's a stolen base and an error. Nellie Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0-for-1 in the game. Fox is called out on strikes. Two outs. Jim Rivera is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rivera is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Rivera strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Frank Larry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Larry hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Harvey Keene is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keene is 0-for-1 in the game. Keene hits a pop-up towards third. Adams settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bill Tuttle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tuttle is 0-for-1 in the game. Tuttle hits a ball on the ground towards second. Fox scoops it up, steps on second, and throws to first for the double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Tigers nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Ron Northey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Northey is 0-for-1 in the game. Northey strikes out. One out. Bob Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy is 0-for-1 in the game. Kennedy hits a ball on the ground towards third. Boone fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Les Moss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moss is 0-for-1 in the game. Moss hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of K-line. Moss reaches second base with a double. Bobby Adams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adams is 0-for-1 in the game. Adams hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of K-line who is chasing the ball. Adams reaches third base with a triple. K-line throws the ball into Wilson who tags Adams trying to catch an extra base, for the out. Moss scores. It's 2-0, White Sox. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Walt Dropo now playing first base. Bob Kennedy now playing third base. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Kaline hits a fly ball into left field. Minoso settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Earl Torgerson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Torgerson is 0 for 1 in the game. Torgerson bunts towards the right side of the infield. Fox fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Ray Boone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boone is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Boone hits a fly ball into right field. Northey settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Delsing is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Delsing is 0 for 1 in the game. Delsing hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Torgerson moves to second. Fred Hatfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hatfield is 0 for 1 in the game. Hatfield hits a fly ball into center field. Rivera settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Tigers nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Chico Carrasquel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carrasquel is 0 for 1 in the game. Carrasquel hits a ball on the ground towards third. Boone fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Bob Keegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keegan is 0 for 1 in the game. Keegan hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hatfield scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Manny Minoso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minoso is 0 for 0 in the game. With two walks. Minoso is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Red Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 0 for 1 in the game. Wilson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Kennedy fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Frank Larry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Larry is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Larry strikes out. Two outs. Harvey Keene is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keene is 0 for 2 in the game. Keene hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fox scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Tigers nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0 for 2 in the game. Fox hits a ball on the ground towards third. Boone fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Jim Rivera is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rivera is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Rivera hits a ball on the ground towards third. Boone fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ron Northey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Northey is 0 for 2 in the game. Northey takes first base on ball 4. Jim Busby pinch runs for Ron Northey. Bob Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy is 0 for 2 in the game. Kennedy hits a pop-up towards short. Keene settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Jim Busby now playing center field. Jim Rivera now playing right field. Bill Tuttle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tuttle is 0 for 2 in the game. Tuttle hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Kaline hits a fly ball into left field. Minoso settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Earl Torgerson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Torgerson is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Torgerson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Carrasquel scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Tuttle moves to second. Two outs. Ray Boone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boone is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Boone takes first base on ball 4. Billy Pierce now pitching. Jim Delsing is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Delsing is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Delsing hits a fly ball into center field. Busby settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Tigers nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Les Moss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moss is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Moss hits a ball on the ground towards short. Keen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Walt Dropo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dropo is hit by the pitch. Chico Carrasquel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carrasquel is 0-for-2 in the game. Carrasquel hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Dropo moves to third. Billy Pierce is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pierce hits a ball on the ground towards second. Fielder's choice made on unknown runner with result that runner safe. Dropo scores. Carrasquel moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. It's 3-0, White Sox. Manny Minoso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minoso is 0-for-1 in the game. With two walks. Minoso hits a ball on the ground towards short. Keen fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Fred Hatfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hatfield is 0-for-2 in the game. Hatfield hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fox scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Red Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 0-for-2 in the game. Wilson hits a fly ball into center field. Busby settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Frank Larry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Larry is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Larry strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Tigers nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Nellie Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0-for-3 in the game. Fox hits a pop-up towards short. Keen settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Rivera is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rivera is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Rivera hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hatfield scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jim Busby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Busby hits a fly ball into left field. Delsing settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Harvey Keen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keen is 0-for-3 in the game. Keen hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bill Tuttle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tuttle is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Tuttle hits a pop-up, foul, towards the right side of the infield. Fox settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Kaline hits a fly ball into left field. Minoso settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Earl Torgerson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Torgerson is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Torgerson hits a fly ball into right field. Rivera settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Tigers nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Bob Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy is 0-for-3 in the game. Kennedy hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hatfield scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Les Moss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moss is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Moss hits a fly ball into center field. Tuttle settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Walt Dropo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dropo is 0-for-0 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Dropo hits a ball on the ground towards third. Boone fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Ray Boone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boone is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Boone hits a ball on the ground towards third. Kennedy fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Bubba Phillips pinch hits for Jim Del Singh. Bubba Phillips is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Phillips hits a fly ball into center field. Busby settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Fred Hatfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hatfield is 0-for-3 in the game. Hatfield is called out on strikes. The game is over. The final score, Chicago White Sox, 3, and Detroit Tigers, 0. Goodbye from Briggs Stadium in Detroit.